girls. When it comes to removing makeup, here's all you have to remember. Quickies, simply great makeup removers for eyes, nails, and face. One Quickies eye pad cleans both eyes. One Quickies nail pad cleans all 10 nails. One Quickies face pad cleans and freshens your face. Quickies, simply great removers. Now, the ladies of the St. Hildebrand Choral Society, under the baton of Fidelma de Laghi Murphy, draw the evening's recital to a close with a traditional song which eloquently describes their yearning for the taste of a gâteau log, raspberry, chocolate, or pineapple, each richly covered in a thick chocolate-flavored coating.
Ladies, what have we got to get?
We got to get a gâteau, got to get a gâteau cake. If you want to taste this homemade, you've got to get a gâteau cake.
Free your spirit with Perno. Have it with lemonade, with orange, or with blackcurrant. Have it with water. Have it your own way. But only Perno can free your spirit.
Tonight at the National Stadium, a martial arts extravaganza. The Chi Kung troupe from China demonstrate their power, agility, and skill in their first ever visit to Europe. Yeah. See their daring expertise as they perform nearly 40 breathtaking acts. Skills like dancing on broken glass, bending steel bars, or breaking concrete blocks with every part of the human body. The martial arts extravaganza, tonight at 8 o'clock at the National Stadium. Doors open at 7 p.m. Tickets from HMV or the National Stadium.
Q102. Live from Switzerland of Grafton Street, it's Midsummer's Party Day today. And don't forget, Jean O'Reilly will be judging the face of the year and the face of the future at 3 p.m. today. What's neither of which is Mike Hogan, might I add.
Sorry?
Neither of which are you.
Oh, thank you very much indeed. I was looking into one of the great Dublin holes, right here in the middle of Grafton Street.
Oh, that was nice, Mike, yeah.
That was a lot of fun. A lot of fun. And actually, by the way, when you do get your ice creams, do us a favour and put the wrappers in the bin, because otherwise we're going to be in trouble with those terribly awfully nice people in Dublin Corporation who are organising the Dublin City Carnival. And of course, tonight is the big night out in the Phoenix Park, where everybody can see all the fireworks that are going to be going up, and I'm sure that'll be great fun. Are you going to be there?
No.
I hate that. What's your name?
Karen Slattery.
Well, I like somebody who says their last name as well as their first name. Karen Slattery, where are you from?
Kildalkin.
And you listen to Q102?
All the time.
Great. Deadly, isn't it? And your name?
Alison Slattery.
Oh, and your sisters? I wasn't. I tell you, I'm not slow. It's not. It didn't take me long to work that out. What's your name?
Jackie Wynn.
What age are you, Jackie?
8.
And where are you from?
61 Avenue.
And you even get the telephone number. Do you want your telephone number?
379441.
There you go. Scotty, it's back to you.
Thanks very much, Michael. Live here from Switzerland. If you are on your way into town, don't forget you can travel free from Westland Row on the Phillips courtesy bus. We're broadcasting live till 3. It's Midsummer's Party Day at Switzers.
Thank you. floor. I live upstairs from you. Yes, I think you've seen me before. If you hear something late at night, some kind of trouble, some kind of fight, just don't.
In Dublin last week, Suzanne Vega with Luca. We're live from Switzerland. We have loads of things to give away, and on the street right now, Dave Kelly again. Dave.
Yes, indeed. A lovely, lovely sunny day we have here in Grafton Street. By the way, if you're coming into town or if you're in around the area and you listen to this in the shop, come down to Grafton Street and maybe we might be able to give you something. Mike Hogan was looking for Kulchis earlier on. When I came out, this young lady grabbed me and said, listen, I'm a Kulchi, and I'm able to say I hate that. So, what's your name, first of all?
Patricia Russell.
Okay, and how much of a Kulchi are you? Like, where are you from?
Clare.
From Clare? Oh, that's pretty bad, all right, isn't it? Listen, I hate that. Give me your best one.
I hate that.
There you are, a golden dispatcher to you. We have another young lady who I said, who they say has the best Kulchi accent of the lot. What's your name?
My name is Anne Carey.
And where are you from, Anne?
Clare as well.
From Clare as well. All right then, your best, I hate that.
I hate that.
Oh, that's very good, actually.
That's a good one, isn't it? Yeah. I like that. That's Anne. Anne's so small, she's here, but she is
hello,
here.
Hello.
Listen, a golden dispatch is to you, courtesy of Switzers here in Grafton Street. Scott, back to you.
Thanks very much, Dave. 8 minutes to two. Hi to Liz and Brian and Patrick and Simon and Tuke. Tuke? Yeah, that's all from Emma. For you, the House Martins. That's a song about the Enid Blyton books. A quick few requests as we head up towards the news at 2 o'clock. Happy birthday, Alwyn Carroll. She's out there on the street at the moment. That's from Nigel and Walter. Hello to Larry and Pauline McDonough in Terenure from your daughter, Vanola, enjoying yourself in Grafton Street today. For everyone in hair and beauty in Grafton Street, that's from Ashling. And also hello to Kay and Jerry and Jeff Keating in Kimmage. Thank you. That's from Iris at the OB. And hello to Stuart Hamilton. That's from Joanne and Lorena. Is that Lorena? Yeah. Bon Jovi. Bon Jovi and Q102, that's Living on a Prayer. Greg Cochran's coming up. We've got lots more things to give away in the afternoon. And if you are on your way into town, pop down and see us here at the Switzer's OB. The news is next after the
FM's hottest music, Q102.
Do you want to see a band that you know and I know to be the greatest live rock band in the world? Well, standing behind me right now, it's Adam, it's Bono, it's Larry, it's The Edge, it's you two!
Ladies and gentlemen!
The Saturday concert is sold out, but tickets are still available for U2 at Croke Park on Sunday, June 28th. The atmosphere and the music of U2. Get your ticket for Sunday 28th from usual outlets or at the gate on Sunday. Stay tuned to find out how you can win your tickets right here.
Open your eyes to a product that has been known and trusted in Irish households for years. Obtrex, with its small blue eye bath, is a great friend to your eyes. For all kinds of reasons, it's easy to find yourself with tired or smoky or strained eyes. That's when Obtrex, used only as directed, gives gentle, soothing relief, time after time. So make certain that you have it for when you need it. Obtrex, it's a real eye-opener.
When you need wheels to do the business, look at the Renault van range. The Renault 5 van, the unbeatable Renault 11, and the Renault Extra. When you've looked at the vans, look at the price. Would you believe from only £33 a week, it proves that Renault means more van for your money.
At Clontarf Motors. Now if you want to sell your motor right away, the evening air was falling to be paved away. See you go, oh, go. 727, four double four. It's falling to the evening air.
On 819 AM, 102 and 103.5 Stereo FM, this is Q102.
Q102 News, good afternoon. The government has been accused of downgrading the health services. The criticism was delivered by the Fine Gael spokesperson Bernard Allen. He said that the Minister for Health and his party should stop putting the blame elsewhere for the failure of the health services. He added the present situation was created by the savage cuts imposed by the present government. As a result of the haphazard implementation, only those who could afford health care will be able to avail of it. Meanwhile, Fianna Fáil have replied to an item in the Irish Times on the financing of the health system. The article, they stated, misrepresents the government's position on financing the health services. The paper reports that unions are optimistic of a more flexible approach. However, Fianna Fáil have emphasised that financial allocations made to various health boards will be carried through. Anne Colley, the PD Labour spokesperson, has criticised the government's plan to merge the National Manpower Service and the Youth Employment Agency. She described the move as incoherent. The plan is detailed in the Labour Services Bill, which was approved this week. Iraqi warplanes are reported to have raided another tanker in the Persian Gulf for the first time in over a month. The lull in Iraqi shipping attacks has been one of the longest yet, the last being the attack on the US frigate Stark in May. Meanwhile, in Washington, the captain of the U.S. frigate has been dismissed, along with two other officers on the ship. There are reports that Captain Glenn Brindle may face a court-martial for allowing his ship to come under attack. 37 American sailors died in the incident. The weather forecast, generally dry and sunny, some cloud developing this afternoon. Winds are light, westerly in direction, force 1 to 2. The current temperature is 16 degrees Celsius. Q102 News with Maura O'Neill, it's 2 o'clock.
Time after time, it must be Sony. Only Sony. Always a step ahead in sound and vision.
Greg Cochran.
Greg Cochran.
Q102.
We're into the final hour live from Switzers this Saturday afternoon. HB ice creams to give away and everything. And now, out in the street somewhere, Mike Hogan. Or should I call him Scotty? Because that's what he called me the other night.
Thank you very much, Scott. Actually, it's very good of you to hand over to me so early. Scott Williams is now going away upstairs to the fashion floor, where, as I promised you, he will be commentating in sort of subdued tones on the swimwear collection, which is now going on show. He's now gone red inside. Anybody want to say I hate that?
I hate that.
Oh, God, he's from the country. There's a golden disc voucher. Who else have we got here? Oh, yeah. No, no. All right, you can say I hate that.
I hate that.
Scott, you better adjudicate on this one for me. I mean, is he doing very well? What's your name?
Benjamin.
Where are you from?
Drumcondra.
Very good. Drumcondra's a nice place to come from. Hi, how are you? What's your name?
Katrina.
Katrina, what age are you?
7.
And what are you doing in town today? Are you shopping?
Yeah.
Is that your daddy that's with you?
Yeah.
What's your daddy's name?
Frank.
And do you like your daddy?
Yeah.
Does he buy you nice things?
Yeah.
Okay, well, and is that your sister?
Yeah, no.
Yeah. Hold on now, let's work this out. Hold on, that isn't your sister there with your daddy?
No.
Who's she?
Bridie Negan.
And where's she from?
Dublin.
Oh, whereabouts in Dublin? Whereabouts in Dublin?
I don't know.
Oh, and is she a friend of yours?
Yeah.
Oh, very good. Well, now, where are you going to go shopping?
I don't know.
Have you had your burgers yet?
No.
Are you going to have some?
Yeah.
Would you like an ice cream?
Yeah.
Okay, now if you hold on a second, when I go back over to the lads, I'll get you an ice cream. What class are you in?
First class.
And what's your teacher's name?
Mrs. Duddy.
Is she nice?
Yeah.
Does she give you lots of ecker? Does she give you lots of exercise?
No.
Oh, that's a great teacher altogether. All right, it's back over to you, lads.
Oh, thank you kindly. Hello to Robert and Paul in Rialto, Catherine and Jane in Rialto as well. And there's a young lady who travelled all the way from Slane to see the carnival in town today. Her name is Karen, and she's with her mum, and she says, please say hi, I just did. Here's Simple Minds, and Sanctify Yourself. Simple Minds live from Switzers of Grafton Street. You're with Q102. I want to tell you, there's lots of things. The Midsummer Madness Party happening today. Philippe Conti, we saw him earlier on, breaking sweat. The Chambers Aerobic students, they're appearing at 3 o'clock upstairs in the sports department. There's a teddy bears picnic for the kiddies on the lower ground floor in about 25 minutes' time. And if you're up around the fashion floor, free strawberries and cream, which sounds so nice. Out in the street we go. Mike Hogan again. Hello.
Thanks. I think after this one, I'll go upstairs and get the free strawberries and cream. I'm joined by five... students from Dallas who are here on their holidays, and their names are
Meredith,
Gretchen,
Heather,
Robert,
Bowen,
and not a Michael in the middle of the whole lot of them. Anyway, you're here on holidays for how long?
About 5 weeks.
Okay, you're going to be in Ireland for 5 weeks?
No, we're leaving Wednesday.
Oh, what's the problem there, Scott? I have too much fallback on the street. You're going to be here for 5 weeks in Europe?
Yes.
Okay. And and what's you're in, what year are you in high school?
I'm going to be a senior.
Okay, which means you have one more year to go before you go to college.
Right.
And what are you going to study when you go to college?
Probably education.
I met these guys walking down the street singing, so I decided I'd give them a Golden Discs gift voucher so that they wouldn't have to sing anymore. Hold on, who else? I got some more people I could say hello to here. What's your name?
Alan,
where are you from?
O'Brien.
O'Brien.
I'm Kildare.
You're from, oh, Kildare. Oh, there's a very... Good luck, guys. This now, he's a guy worth giving a present to, because he's actually a Colchie. And Colchies are...
I'm from Dublin.
Well, he did very well. Hold on. Here's another little girl. Now, here's a girl I want to say hello to. What's your name?
Dominic Farrell.
And where are you from?
Artane in Dublin.
And you listen to Q102?
Yeah, very... It's brilliant today. It's brilliant.
And what age are you?
15 today.
Very good. It's her birthday today. All right, so we're going to give you a present as well. That's from Golden Discs.
Thanks.
Okay, am I going to get a kiss?
Sure, yeah.
All right, it's back to you.
Thank you, Michael. You come back when you can't stay longer. It's about 8 minutes past two. Happy Father's Day, Paddy Nangan from Martina, your daughter, who's here at the OB. Anna and Daneen King are also at the OB. And this is nice. I like it. Legs Diamond. Remember, I'm Legs Diamond and you can't kill me. Legs Diamond, who's working in Carysford Cars in Blackrock. Hello from Beppe, who's French, and John, who are down here in Switches as well. Here's Erasure and Victim of Love on Q102. Clark and Andy Bell, Erasure on Q102, live from Switzers this Saturday afternoon. As you know, it's Carnival weekend. We have about four more boxes of ice creams to give away. Anne Casson is out in the street handing them about. Hello to Fiona Boylan, who's going on holidays tomorrow to America. She works in Sicily or Sicily. What is the name of that shop? I can never pronounce that. And she's very busy with a great sale on today. Hello from Carol, Paul, Linda, and so on and so on and so on. Out in the street, Dave Kelly, hello.
With nine brownies, believe it or not, all off to see... All off to see a picture pretty soon. We stopped them on the street. They're all licking their tangle twisters from HB. And we're going to ask them their names. What's your name, quickly?
Katrina Conway.
And where are you from, Katrina?
Castleknock.
Okay, well, they're all from Castleknock. What's your name?
I'm Flanagan.
Your name?
Sinead Fox.
Melissa Conway.
Claire Haig.
Catherine Burns.
Christy Brady.
Katie McLaughlin.
Okay, are you all having a good time?
Yeah!
That's a lot of hysterical brownies.
It certainly is. Listen, we're going to give them golden disc vouchers courtesy of Switzers. And we're looking for another four, by the way, because there's nine, okay?
All right.
So back to the music and back to Greg.
Speaking of golden discs and gift vouchers, we have some Switzers gift vouchers as well. And out and about on the street, 1,000 HP ice cream. So if you have a kiddie in the area, you can bring him along and we'll give you a Tangle Twister. Free of charge. It shows you what a wonderful bunch of people we are. It's about 11 minutes past two. Herb Alpert, Janet Jackson, this is Diamonds. It's a great little child in that video as well who does her Janet Jackson bits. It's about 2:14. If you're out in the street, please, you need a mug, Scott. We've got hundreds more ice creams to give away. Joe and Anne and Scott are outside. They're doing that. Right now, though, we're going for a break.
The Diary of an Explorer, Sunday.
For miles, we trek through the primitive gastronomic culture of a Sunday in Dublin 2. Already weakened by the repeated attacks of hostile hamburger joints, I was nearing the end of my strength when I came across a native of the Grafton Street area who held a sign bearing the legend, The Colony, Traditional Roast Beef Sunday Lunch. We were saved! Finding The Colony in Johnson's Court just off Grafton Street, we consumed an excellent luncheon and stayed for the afternoon to complete our notes.
The Colony Restaurant, Johnson's Court off Grafton Street, now open on Sundays.
There's nothing like the real thing, is there? So when you need a replacement windscreen for your Toyota, get the genuine article. Toyota glass windscreens are made to the highest standards and are very competitively priced. They're not hard to find either. Just ask your Toyota dealer. He'll have one in stock to suit your car exactly and make sure you get rapid expert fitting. Toyota glass windscreens, clearly better value. Ask for it.
Who could ask for anything more? Toyota.
It was a very tense moment.
Photo King nears the summit. He's gonna make it to the top. And yes, he's reached the summit. Yes, Photo King is tops when it comes to film processing. King-size professional prints, reliable 24-hour service, and unbeatable low price. Now, there is a way, a better way to have your films processed. The Photo King way. Photo King is tops at a shop near you.
I'd like to try one of those authentic new lagers.
Which one, sir? Fisterburg, Ladenbrow, Borstengut?
It's probably German or Danish.
Bulmer's Draft. Cool, refreshing, familiar.
Anyway, it's still brewed from acorns, like in the Middle Ages.
The one pint that satisfies like no other.
Tell me, sir, was it Otto von Blotten getting rats and Blitzen's favorite pint?
No. Now that looks good. I'll have one of those.
Bulmer, sir.
The one and only.
You know, they're a sneaky lot up there at the Cloud Nine Disco in the Spa Well in Temple Og.
Why do you say that, Seamus?
Well, they tell no one about it.
But they don't have to. It's packed every Sunday.
Yeah. But they haven't told anyone about all the U2 tickets and the return trips by luxury coach to the Irish Derby that they're giving away this Sunday.
Well, those sneaky...
Yeah.
Cloud Nine, Spawell Temple Og, every Sunday. Don't miss it.
Hot rockin' Q.
Your Dublin station, Q102.
We're live from Switches this Saturday afternoon. It's about 2:17. If I was shouting all over some commercial, don't worry, I couldn't hear myself. And someone who's losing the run of himself between spending his time and flying around the place in helicopters, he's now up on the roof. Hogan, where are you?
I'm just sort of... Well, I'm not really actually up on the roof, but I'm sort of... up two floors over the city, over Grafton Street. And I want to know if anybody can tell me what the guy's name is that interrupts me on the breakfast programme in the morning. Okay. Well, there's a girl in this voucher for you. All right. And what's the girl's name that reads all the good news in the afternoon on Greg Cochran's programme? What's the girl's name that reads the news in the afternoon? Anne Casson, you're not doing well. Somebody thinks your name is Mary O'Hara. Somebody... Oh! Ah! We'll get it on the way back. All right, so who's the guy that... who's the guy that plays the records in the morning for the Creases? No? The guy who does the mid-morning programme? Dave what? Dave Kelly. All right, now this time I hope... Got it. All right, that's it, Scott. Greg, it's back to you.
You called me Scott again. I'm going to go up in that roof and sort you out if you do it again.
Back to you. I'm going to get back off this ledge.
Good. 220. Yes, why don't you jump? Martin.
Yeah, I actually thought he was going to jump. I was really praying that. I mean, there's a great crowd out there.
I think we have Catherine and Helen written on a piece of paper. You called me darling. I would have to play a song. Jody Watley, Looking for a New Love.
Again. Tell me, my love.
I'm looking for a new love. About 22 minutes past two. Hello to a request for Sharon, Nora and Louise, three lovely ladies who all work in Kerry's of Grafton Street from Terry. We listen to Q102 all the time, doesn't everybody? Out in the street we go to Dave Kelly. Hello.
Yes, live outside Switzer's door. Andrew Dixon in front of me from...
I know him.
Don't we all? Look, look. Andrew, who works in SNL Hair Salon upstairs and taking a little bit of time out to talk to us. Andrew, you want to say hello to a few people?
I'd like to say hello to Therese, who's home and sick at the moment, unfortunately, and Eugene and all the very capable staff in SNL. And
whoops, where are we going?
Hope to see Greg up there a little while later on, maybe.
Scalp.
get a nice haircut. Joe Harrington has lots and lots of vouchers to give away and lots of people to talk to as well.
Thank you very much, Dave. Actually, I have given them away. Two young ladies here. First of all, what's your name?
Karen.
Oh, a bit of feedback. Can we just, the speaker's up there a bit, just a little bit low, thanks. And Karen, where do you live?
Rathfarnham.
And of course, your favourite radio station has to be?
Q102.
Okay, thanks very much. And the young lady here?
Me.
Oh, she's not going to talk. Okay. Just before I hand back to you, somebody's handed me a piece of paper. Says, I'd like to say hello to my daddy, Patrick Tuke, and my brother, Simon. Lots of love, Emma Tuke. Okay, Greg, thanks very much. Back to you. Thanks, Joe. What else have we got to tell you about? Swarms of things. Joe and Anne and Dave and a cast of thousands are out giving HP ice creams away to all the kids who are passing. Gene O'Reilly will be judging the face of the year and the face of the future at 3 p.m. here in Switzers. You have your old-time portraits taken on the first floor. You can meet the world Monopoly champion. Do you know there was a world Monopoly champion? Anyway, he's on the lower ground floor later on this afternoon. You too now. Here's With or Without You.
In your side, I'll wait for you. Sleight of hand and twist of fate, on a bed of nails she makes me wait, and I wait without you. Without you.
You Too, With or Without You. By the way, there are still tickets for that band's concert at Croke Park for the Sunday, and they're available from HMV, which is just up the top of Grafton Street. Now, anyone who's interested in ice creams, just look up that way, and you should see something coming from the sky in a minute. It's going to rain ice creams from the hair salon. This is great. It's Q102 live from Switzerland. We're going to take a break.
Do you want to see a band that you know and I know to be the greatest live rock band in the world? Well, standing behind me right now, it's Adam, it's Bono, it's Larry, it's The Edge, it's you two!
Ladies and gentlemen, let me tell you, I love
them! The Saturday concert is sold out, but tickets are still available for you two at Croke Park on Sunday, June 28th. The atmosphere and the music of U2.